Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Alan Mates is our guest, our good friend, the chief, the King Biscuit, and the leader, the torchbearer over at Radiant One, which is the new name for a not a new company, but a newly redirected company, a new brand that he's developing, and to demonstrate the fact that the new reality that we're all seeing, what I call the age of the customer, has his attention, and he's trying to make sure his customers, it has their attention too. So you took the significant steps of changing your brand name and retooling your company. And it's paying off, and I'm glad to hear that, Alan. I would like for you to tell the audience. Now, you've been around a long time. I've seen your gray hair, Alan, and you're like me. You've seen a lot, and you were trained and came up in the age of the seller, and now we got the overlaying of the age of the customer. We're transitioning out of one into the other. Tell the audience what you're seeing out there. What do you, if you've got all these small business owners at your knee, and they'd like to know, what do you think? Tell us.
Well, what we think is really changing out there is the way people shop and buy for products. I mean, much like you talk about in your new book, the customer has to be the center of your journey, not your brand.
Mm-hmm.
You can still build brand in today's environment. But that customer, that prospect's got to be the center of the journey. And what we see that many large companies have not really taken advantage of yet, the way some of these small businesses have had explosive growth over the last several years, whether in the high-tech and technology field or in the e-commerce field, has been based on what we call a growth hacker mentality.
Say that again, growth hacker. What does that mean?
A growth hacker is one whose passion and focus is on the constant growth of their business through the use of testable and scalable methodologies.
Hmm.
So it's continuing to have the mindset of data, creativity, and curiosity, because that allows you to accomplish the feat of growing the user base, you know, from tens to hundreds to thousands to hopefully millions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to have, growth hacking is more of a mindset than a toolkit, but it is one that you're constantly sense, develop, adapting, and respond to the marketplace to always find a better way. And this is an area that we think small businesses have done much better than the large companies, quite frankly.
Well, do you think that the big companies have been guilty of dining out a little too long on their brand, and not realizing that the customer is in control, and they're actually co-branding, they're co-owning the brand, and long before small businesses are getting this, but I'm thinking big companies are not getting it as quickly, that the customer is co-owning their brand message.
I think that's absolutely correct. I think they aren't exactly walking the talk. They do seem to get it, at least the large companies that we've been interacting with, and yet they're not bringing that mentality, that philosophy to the marketplace.
Because they've enjoyed having brand power for so long. It's hard to break that, isn't it? It's hard to give up on that drug. That's a powerful addictive drug, isn't it? The brand power.
No question. And although traditional marketing vehicles still have a role, as we said, most traditional marketers are spending the majority of their time trying to buy the attention of prospects in the marketplace. And that key word is buy the attention of prospects.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else. Brand intimidation is going to become a historic word, isn't it?
It depends on how you're going to define that.
But I mean, the classic way, brand intimidation, meaning how could I even think about doing business with somebody? I wouldn't think about buying this product from somebody who doesn't have, you know, the brand that I want people to see me with. You know what I mean?
That's
brand intimidation, not performance intimidation. That's different from performance intimidation.
And brand intimidation plays a huge role with us small businesses who happen to choose large enterprises as their customer base.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a very delicate path.
But in the age of the customer, performance intimidation is the key, isn't it? I mean, where you perform at such a level that people that what they know about you, your brand is known for performing, not for intimidation or for flash or manipulation. Your brand is known for as a performer, and that intimidates people to want to do business with you.
No question.
That's the good intimidation.
Yes, and it's the balance of the good and the bad that hopefully will keep us all living and prospering a little longer.
Right, right. Okay, 30 seconds. Last thoughts on this, Alan.
Well, the last thoughts are to continue, you know, for us small businesses out there, we have to continue to reinvent ourselves, whether it's a new brand or not. We need to reinvent how we're going to market, reinvent, most importantly, how we're getting insight from our customers and our prospects to be able to continually serve them better than our competitors.
And the reinvention is based around customer expectations, isn't it?
No question.
That's if you want to know how to reinvent yourself, folks, it's 100% connected to customer expectations. Alan, radiant-1, the number one.com, right?
Yes, sir.
That's a new website, folks. Check it out, and I think you'll be glad you did. Alan Mates and I will be right back after these messages. I'm learning a lot from Alan. I hope you are.
Looks like they took my friend. Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in old diet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.